At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining me right now is Washington's starting center, Tyler Biotish. Later on this afternoon out in Loudoun County, Tyler is teaming up with Mercy Chefs to give out 500 backpacks filled with food to students at Guilford Elementary School and Sterling Middle School. More on that coming up here shortly. But, you know, I've had you on the show before, and I was just thinking as I was waiting for you to call in, when you do these, and I'm not talking the, you know, the run-of-the-mill post-game or, you know, the week of a game, but in the off-season when you get asked to do interviews, what percentage of the questions are about Jaden?
Well, it all depends. Yeah, I mean, it really does depend. I mean, depending on how and what you're asking, but
No, but you know what I'm saying. Like, you're the center. There's this, you know, understanding among football fans that there's a relationship that's, you know, typically very close between center and quarterback. And given the year that he had, I would bet you get asked a lot about him because I'm about to ask about him. But I was just curious as to how much, you know, ends up being about Jaden. What are the big differences with Jaden coming into year two?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, Jaden, he sets the tone, and, you know, obviously, you know, he's a leader by example, but also his voice and how he sets the tone each and every day. And you can see the improvements that he's put on, whether it be, you know, getting in the weight room, film session, you know, coming in early, getting walkthroughs done early, before, you know, a lot of people are already in the building. So, I mean, the biggest part for him, I think, is just his approach to it and staying consistency and just finding those edges, you know, and that's part of the game too, is just finding like how exactly can you get better, you know, each and every day, whether it be 1%, and just keep on stacking days. And he's making tremendous strides, and like, you know, we're always excited for him. But also, like, you know, it just puts more ownership on us. Obviously, you're speaking to the center, so putting more pressure on us in regards to making sure we have a clean pocket so he doesn't have to run around too much in regards to that. But, I mean, you know, he has a great approach to it and a great attitude each and every day. So, you know, obviously blessed and super grateful to have him, you know, doing leadership and everything too.
Is he different physically? Has he gotten bigger and stronger? Because there was that, you know, photo circulating around the internet about a week and a half ago, and everybody thought he looked like, you know, a little bit stronger at the very least. What do you say?
I think he's definitely stronger. I mean, for sure. Obviously, physically and mentally. I mean, just his approach to it. You know, you can see it in his demeanor each and every day, and just the attitude of just attacking. Whether we're doing a walkthrough, you know, him doing his reads, or whether we're in a practice, running through, or whatever it is. You know, he's going hard, and you know, he's putting like max effort in each and everything he's doing. So, like I said before, like you can't say enough great things about him.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk to you about the differences between year one and year two in a new regime. Last year, new coaching staff, new roster for all intents and purposes. And the results were incredible, clearly, for a year one. But I think many have a sense from the outside looking in that when you change as much as this organization did last year, sometimes it takes time, even though it didn't appear to need much last year. But can you speak to the differences between, you know, last year and this year at this time?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, year one to year two, there's a lot of different, you know, modalities in the whole thing. I mean, obviously, like year one, you're coming into the new offense, you know, as a group too, obviously, you know, coming with a new head owner, GM, head coach, offensive coaches, everything. A lot of guys coming in free agency, like myself. But going into year two, it's also really good too, because we have like a lot of chemistry coming forth, and you have a lot of, you know, that same mentality of like scheme coming from the year before. So there's a lot of obviously differences, but there's so much continuity and chemistry, and you know, obviously the bonding throughout, you know, the last, you know, how many months we were together this last season, like, you know, 8 to 9 months. So I mean, there's a lot of great things obviously coming up from year two, and you get to work on a lot of the improvements, and you work on to maintain your strengths in regards of the scheme, or whether that's run, play action pass, pass pro, whatever it is. But that's obviously my position. But yeah, definitely looking forward to the whole thing.
The reputation of this organization, Tyler, has changed so much over the last 12 to 14 months. You know, you were in Dallas. You understood what Washington was before you came here. But now, like, there's this vibe, this culture vibe, that everybody thinks it is now one of the most desirable places in the league to play. What does that mean specifically when you're a player and you look at a place and you say, yeah, I'd play there?
Yeah, I think it comes from the top down. You know, obviously, our owner Josh Harris and GM AP and Coach DQ. I mean, we've had a great coaching staff to give us obviously the resources, but having a precise plan exactly what they want out of us. And you know, like how DQ said before, like we're hunters, man. We go for it. And the bottom line is, you know, what we put on film. You know, that's who we are. So obviously, desirable place in regards of, you know, how we get after it, how it gets down on the field. So I think a lot of the film, you know, does the talking for that. But in regards of, how we, you know, set the tone and how we play the game, I think that speaks for itself.
What are your early impressions of Josh Connerly Jr.?
I think he's really great. I think he's doing really good. His approach is very, you know, he has a lot of talent, and, you know, this spring, it's great. Since he's been here, he's made tremendous strides in regards of, you know, run game and pass pro. And this is awesome. You know, we have our OTA practices, and we have our mini camp coming up. But just, you know, obviously a rookie coming in, just getting into the speed of the game. Obviously college and NFL is a little bit different in regards of that.
I know he hasn't been at OTAs, but do you have a sense of what Laremy Tunsil is going to bring to the offensive line?
Obviously what he's done, right? I mean, you know, he has a great, you know, approach to it, super professional in regards of how he takes care of his craft and just what he's put on film. I mean, his demeanor and his immediate presence in regards of run game and pass pro. So I'm really excited about it.
So, Tyler, this time of year, when we are still a few months away from games and the draft is in the rear view, along with most of free agency, you get what I call list and ranking season, where you have a lot of opinion pieces or analytics, you know, rankings of position groups or wide receiver duos or whatever it is. And I'm just curious, do you pay attention to any of that, like where you would be ranked in a given, you know, analytics ranking of the position? You know, there are only 32 starting centers. Do you pay attention to any of that stuff?
Not particularly. I mean, you know, you always want to keep getting better each and everything, but obviously, you know, you want to stay, as much as media is a part of our sport, you know, you want to stay outside of that.
Do you care or pay attention at all to things like PFF grades on, you know, how you played in a particular game as an example?
I don't really have a comment on that.
You know what I'm talking about, Pro Football Focus.
Sure.
Yeah, so is your lack of commenting on it because you don't think that they know what they're doing, or is it because they're a big client of the NFL and I think all 32 teams, and there'd be some sort of conflict of, you know, interest or something like that?
No, I mean, honestly, like, I just really don't know how that's all graded down. You know, obviously, like, I don't think it's graded in regards of each and every team. I don't know who really is grading it.
Right.
Do you?
I don't, you know what? I think I know one of the guys that grades, you know, our team, you know, your team. But I don't know how they do it either. I don't.
I mean, you have respect for, like, you know, some of that stuff. It's more so like, you know, how we're getting coached and what's the scheme in regards to that and, like, how it's all getting graded down. But at the same time, like, you know, the success that we have and the scheme and how we approach the game, it's internal. Like, it's in here. It's in our facility. It's through the coaches and players. It's sometimes it's not always about PFF, and, you know, sometimes, like, you're told to do different things, and, like, you know, how are you supposed to, like, you know, really look at that
right.
In regards of, like, you know, how is it getting graded? But, like, I don't really pay attention to too much of that stuff. So.
You know, it's always been to me, Tyler, like, baseball, every single thing that happens in baseball is measurable. In football, with 22 players on the field at the same time, when the grader doesn't even know what the player's responsibility on a given play is, it just makes it much more difficult to grade. And I think your positions in particular, the offensive line, is very hard to grade. That would be my view on it. I don't know if you have a comment on that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I'm not really sure.
Yep. All right. What'd you think about the schedule?
We play who we play.
I know, but it got all the primetime games, the attention paid on Washington. You were used to it in Dallas with all the primetime games. But I'm just curious if other than you play who you play, did anything else stand out?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I noticed, like, the primetime games. You know, we're playing more, like, night games for sure. But, like, it's like each and every other year in regards of, like, you're playing a different division outside of your own.
Right.
You know, like, we're playing the North this year. But, like, in regards of, like, the schedule, I mean, obviously, like, you know, prime time is always, it's always fun to play under the lights for sure in that regard. And but, no, I mean, obviously each and every year it's always a blessing to be able to be healthy and to go out and play, you know, the game you love. So that's kind of why I say, you know, we play because it's always a, you know, super, super grateful just to have that opportunity each and every year.
All right, one more, and then we'll get to what you're doing on Monday. I know it's early. I mean, it's June 6th. But is there a player that you have a gut feel, and maybe you and other players out there have a gut feel, is going to surprise people through the rest of the summer and then into the season? Maybe a player that, you know, we fans aren't thinking about?
No, I mean, obviously we made some, you know, additions, obviously, in regards to my position for, like, offensive line. But, no, I'm excited for, like, Josh. I mean, you know, he's coming in hot. You know, he's coming in, you know, full head of steam. So, I mean, you know, obviously super excited for him. But also, like, you know, we had some position changes, too, with Brandon Coleman at left guard and obviously bringing in LT, you know, and Laramie at left tackle. So, you know, I'm just really excited just to see how we gel, you know, in regards of, like, obviously you have OTA practices, a mini camp coming up right now. And, you know, obviously when we put the pads on, you know, at the end of July, going into camp. No, I'm just super excited about that opportunity because obviously you're talking to an old lineman. But in regards of, like, you know, our offense, obviously getting additions, you know, like Debo, and just having him and his skill set on display, and, you know, getting guys back that were kind of banged up last year, like Noah Brown, and even getting guys like Michael Gallup too for additionals too.
All right, let's finish up with what you're going to be doing Monday with Mercy Chefs. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we partnered up with Mercy Chefs. You know, obviously, in regards of food insecurities, we're going to fill 500 backpacks with Loudoun County students, sending them home with some food. And we're super excited and grateful to, you know, be a part of the community with my foundation. And Mercy Chefs has been a great partner that I've used in the last, you know, 2 years. So Just really super excited to get out in the community and just, you know, spread that awareness.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Later on this afternoon, Sterling Middle School, Sterling, Virginia, from 3 to 4 p.m., Tyler and his foundation teaming up with Virginia-based disaster relief and humanitarian aid organization Mercy Chefs to give out 500 backpacks filled with food to students from Guilford Elementary School and Sterling Middle School. Best of luck later on today, Tyler. Really appreciate you doing this.
I really appreciate it, Kevin. Thank you.
Tyler Biotish, everybody. Mini camp underway tomorrow. 3 days of scheduled mini camp. And, of course, the story going into that will be Terry McLaurin. Ben Standig will join us at 12 to talk about that. Over the weekend, not a shocker, but Caps coach Spencer Carberry won the Jack Adams Award, given annually to the coach of the year in the NHL. Tarik El-Bashir will join us next. We'll talk to him about that. And, by the way, an incredible start to the Stanley Cup Finals. We've had an overtime game and a double overtime game. Game 3 set for tonight.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So over the weekend, Spencer Carberry became the NHL Coach of the Year, winning the Jack Adams Award. I don't think it's that much of a shocker. Meantime, we have a phenomenal Stanley Cup Finals going on. Game one was decided in overtime, late in overtime. Game two, both of which were out in Edmonton, decided in double overtime. Florida and Edmonton now knotted at a game apiece, with game three tonight back in South Florida, in what has been a very compelling series. Joining us right now to talk about Spencer Carberry, the Caps, and a little bit about Stanley Cup Finals is our good friend Tarik El-Bashir with Monumental Sports. You can follow Tarik on X on Twitter at Tarik_El-Bashir. So this wasn't that much of a surprise, right? I think that he was certainly the front runner once the regular season ended. But just give us a sense of A, your reaction to it, and then B, how impressive he's been here in 2 years as the Caps head coach.
Yeah, Kevin, I don't think anyone was surprised that Coach Carberry won the Jack Adams trophy. I think he was the leader at the end of the regular season. You know, as good as Scott Arneil did. You know, there are some other guys, you know, Dean Evason and Marty St. Louis all did really well with their teams. That said, I think what put Spencer over the top, at least from my vantage point, is the fact that he integrated so many new players, right? The team totally reinvented itself last offseason, and adding 7 new players. And then you look at the metrics and the analytics and the numbers, and you see the massive jump team made from last year to this year. And I think it was a slam dunk that Carberry was going to win Coach of the Year. And the thing that's so impressive to me, Kevin, is the fact that he's now won it in all 3 major professional hockey leagues in North America, right? He won it with the Hershey Bears, and he also won Coach of the Year with the ECHL South Carolina Stingrays. He's the first guy to ever do that. So I think that just really speaks to how good a coach he is, and, you know, the fact that he put in his time and he's excelled at every single level. And you look at the guys who have success at the highest level, most of them paid their dues at the lower rungs. And Spencer did it the right way, and congratulations to him.
I want to ask you a question just about his future. He signed a 4-year deal. He's coached 2 of those 4 years. Is it typical after something like this in the NHL for, you know, strong ownership to look at extending his deal before we get up on the last 2 years of it?
You know, Kevin, that's a great question. And I was wondering that the other day when I was trying to figure out how big of a bonus he got for winning Coach of the Year, because I'm sure his agent wrote in a clause into his current contract that says, you know, Stanley Cup, you know, Eastern Conference Final, and usually Coach of the Year all carry with it massive bonuses. You know, that said, coaching in the NHL is a very short-lived thing. I want to say the average is like a little over 2 years. It's not very long. So I feel like typically we don't see coaches get extended with 2 years left remaining on their contract. We see it a lot with coaches going into their final year because no one wants to be a lame duck. Especially when you're a team like the Capitals that has right now they have a lot of players signed long term, and you want those players in the back of their mind to know, you know what, this coach is going to be here for a while too. I better listen and do what he says. You always want that to be the situation. You never want your coach to be a lame duck. That usually doesn't work out very well. That said, you don't see in the NHL. Coaches get extended with 2 years remaining the way you do in, let's say, the NFL. I feel like it happens a lot in the NFL, and it certainly has happened a lot at the highest rungs of the NCAA. So I'd be surprised, quite frankly, if he were extended in the next few months. I don't have any inside information on that. I would think that if he has another good year next year, then next summer will be a time when discussion will pick up and maybe you want to lock him up long term. I mean, you look at the success he's had in his first 2 years, and you look at his age, and you look at just how, you know, everyone has reacted.
It's his age, Tarek, that makes it interesting to me, because haven't they basically had, I mean, Trotz, Laviolette, I mean, these were older guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, if you're asking me right now, would I lock him up? Absolutely. You know, that said, again, the history of coaching is, you know, very few coaches stay in the same place for a long time. But I will also say this, of all the coaches that I've covered here over the past 2 decades, Spencer is one of those guys, kind of like Boudreau. I felt that way with Boudreau, who might have a really long run here, just simply because of the success he's had right off the bat. Again, 42 years old, he's young, he embraces kind of the cutting edge analytics and understands the salary cap and just all the things that you want in a coach right now. He checks all those boxes. So I would be willing to bet right now, after 2 years, regardless of what his contract says, he's going to be here for a long time.
What's his number one attribute?
I would say communication. And again, I've covered this team for a long time. They've had a lot of really good coaches. And I have had players in the past who've come to me with gripes. Everyone who's not on the power play, on the penalty kill, playing 20 minutes a night, somewhere they aren't happy with their playing time or something about what's going on with regard to play time and other things. And a lot of times, or not just say a lot of times, sometimes the player doesn't really know why they're not getting opportunities or what they need to fix in order to get more playing time, in order to be on the power play. And if you look at Spencer's track record here in these 2 years, I feel like he does a great job of letting players know where they stand. That's all a player really wants to know. They want to know where they stand. And if you look at the number of players who had career years last year, young players, I'm talking about Connor McMichael, you know, I'm talking about Alexi Protas, Marty Ferravari before his injury. I mean, these are guys who took leaps forward. This wasn't because they were just older and more experienced. This is because they had a connection with a coach who was able to clearly communicate expectations. Also, here are the ways inside of your game you can get better and play more for me. And I haven't heard a single gripe behind the scenes about a player going, I don't know why I was out of the lineup. I don't know what he's looking for. I don't know why that guy's playing more than I am. Guys know where they stand with this coach. And again, I've already said it, but that's really all a professional athlete wants to know is where do I stand? Why am I not playing? How do I get more playing time? And what do you want from me, coach? Is the bottom line. And guys on this team, they always know what the coach wants from them, what the expectations are, and how to continue growing their game.
We're talking to Tarik El-Bashir, Spencer Carberry named NHL Coach of the Year. So just kind of looking back, you know, it's been a few weeks since they were eliminated by Carolina. Seeing what Florida did to Carolina, did that sort of hammer home the point that many of you guys made before the postseason began, which was one of the reasons the odds makers don't love Washington are teams like Florida and even Toronto. Would Washington have had any chance against Florida?
It's hard to say, but I will say this, Kevin. I feel like watching the Florida-Carolina series, Florida just looked like a better version of Carolina. If the Cats couldn't handle Carolina, I don't know how it would have gone against the Panthers, but probably not well. That said, I think the Caps should be heartened by the fact that they took another step this year.
Yeah.
They went from a first-round sweep against the Rangers to a team that got to the second round and, you know, made the Hurricanes sweat a little bit, right? I feel like it also underscored, I haven't talked to Chris Patrick in a little bit, but I think it also underscored to the decision makers that there's more work to be done. Like, a lot of this team is coming back intact next year by the way, the way the contracts are set up. A lot of guys are signed. That said, they're going to have cap space. And now, having watched the Eastern Conference Final, I think they can identify the areas where they need to get better. Because I asked this question on breakdown day, and it's something that's still kind of in the back of my mind, and that is, does this team need to kind of hurricane-proof itself or build its roster knowing that they're probably going to have to go through Carolina or Florida to get where they want to go, right? You don't want to galaxy brain it and totally make big wholesale changes thinking, oh, we got to do this just in case we run into the Kings again. That said, you saw what they did to them, and you saw where the areas where the Capitals were weak. You know, they struggled to break the forecheck. They struggled to get the puck going in the right direction under heavy forecheck. There were areas where the Capitals need to get better. I think that what they saw in that second round is going to be instructive to how they shape the team this offseason. Now, Kevin, we're not going to see massive, changes like we saw last year. Seven new players last year, a lot of big trades. I don't think that's going to be in the cards. I think it's going to be more targeted to certain positions where they know that they need to get better, they need to get deeper. And, I like where this Capitals team is right now. For a long time, we've talked about this. I was worried that as Ovi aged and was getting close to calling it a career, there was going to be a long, cold winter on the other side of the Ovi era. I think you can safely say, whatever Ovi decides after next season, you can safely say this team has well positioned itself to have some success for a number of years after that.
Yeah, you know, there was that announcement a couple of weeks ago about, you know, from, I think, Sales, that this was going to be Alex Ovechkin's final year, and apparently it was not necessarily. You know, to be honest with you, I personally, as a customer, and I'm not a massive Caps guy, as you know, but I would certainly understand the positioning of 2025-2026 as, you know, maybe one of your final opportunities to come out and see Alex Ovechkin play, because we are getting down to the final opportunities, whether it's this. You know, but do we know anything about for legit what his plans are?
I mean, I just know what he has told us, and he has told us he intends to come back to fulfill his contract next year. You know, he's on the books for one more year at $9.5 million. That's a lot of Ovi Juniors. That's another three generations of Ovi Juniors that never have to work again. You know, don't have to worry about working. Right? That's a lot of money. That said, Alex doesn't play for money. If you look at the way this team is built, they were so gutted the fact they couldn't. They had much higher aspirations this year. This team is coming back next year, Kevin, almost identical to the way it is now, and they're going to have cap space this summer to make some key additions. This team, in theory, should be better next year. Alex wants to win another Stanley Cup. He's got one more year in his contract, and I would say, you know, he'll be 40 years old next year. I would say if next year ends in a Stanley Cup, yeah, I could see him just, you know, blow a kiss and say, I'll see y'all later. Yeah. If they make another run, does he do a Jagr and sign one-year deals and kind of, like, see what's going on and sign right before training camp? I don't know the answer to that. I will say this. You look at his numbers last year. He had a broken leg. He still scored more than 40 goals. Right at 39 and a half years old, he is still a valuable player in this league. I think if you're the Capitals, you let him kind of dictate. He's got one more year in his contract. He's going to be 40 years old on September 17th. I think you let things play out next year, and then I think, you know, some conversations have to be had. Do you, you know, how do you feel? Do you want to go back to Russia and maybe play a year in the KHL and then move on with your life? Or do you want to maybe see if you can take another run with the Caps? I think it's all on the table. If I had to guess, you know, he will allow next year to play out and then make a decision and then make a call based on what's best for him, what's best for his family, and what's best for the team.
By the way, there's going to be a significant thing to market early in the season when we're talking about October and November, and that is the chase for 900. Like, that's a big deal.
Absolutely. 900 is a big deal. Also, and Obi's never said this, but, you know, I think I know him well enough that, you know, he always wants to be the best. That's always what's driven him. I don't think anyone's going to catch him, but no one thought anyone was going to catch Wayne Gretzky either. I think he wants to put as much distance between himself and Leon Draisaitl and Austin Matthews and Connor McDavid to make sure those cats never catch up to him, right? And if he scored 44 goals last year, who's to say he can't approach that number again next year, or let's say in the 30s, and get to 928? You get into the upper, you know, you get into the, in, you know, over 920 goals, and man, I'd have a tough time, Kevin, ever saying that, you know, one of those guys that I mentioned, you know, Matthews, Draisaitl, McDavid, those are the guys who kind of jump out as maybe having a chance because they're in their late 20s. Those guys would have to play into their 40s to even get close. So I think Ovi really wants to be the goal king for forever. And another good year, and I don't think anyone's ever going to approach him.
All right, let's talk real quickly before I let you run. I mean, unbelievable games in Game 1 and Game 2. I watched a lot of the overtime portions. There should be some app, by the way, that you can download that lets you know when an NHL playoff game has gone to overtime, because that's thrilling to watch. It's a great watch.
Kevin, there is, man.
Seriously?
The ESPN app always dings me whenever it goes to overtime.
Yeah,
And I'm always watching anyway. But yeah, I definitely get a ding.
I mean, even if you're not a hockey person, if you're a sports fan, the drama of sudden death overtime playoff hockey is awesome. So we've seen an overtime and two overtimes. Let me just mention one thing to you, because you know I'm not a hockey guy, but I do recognize, like, when somebody is truly different than the others. And in watching just periodically some of Edmonton's games, you know, late at night, you know, during the playoffs and over the last couple of games in the Stanley Cup Finals, he's different from everybody else out on the ice. I'm just curious, how great is he compared to other greats in terms of just gifts, talent? I'm not talking about production at this point, but where is his talent compared to the, you know, some of the all-time greatest players?
You know, Kevin, I want to go roll back for a second to what you said before, and that's like one of the main tenets of scouting at any level, right, is who stands out? Who just looks different than anyone else? Go back to like Ovi's first few years in the league. If you took someone who had never heard of the game ice hockey and put them in Capital One Arena, let them watch a few minutes and said, who looks different? They'd go, number eight looks different than everyone else on the ice. Number 97 on Edmonton looks different than everyone else on the ice. And it's a combination of a lot of things. Number one for me, it's skating. His edge work, his ability to change directions, his flat-out speed. There are guys in the league who are really fast when they don't have the puck. But when they do have the puck, they slow down 5, 10, 15% because they're stick handling. There's other things going on in their brain. Connor McDavid skates the same speed with or without the puck. Some would say he actually accelerates when he's got the puck on his stick, and that makes him so dangerous. I mean, if you watch him when he gets the puck, let's say he's streaking across the neutral zone, gets a pass, you can see the fear and the hesitation in the eyes of the defender as they're pivoting to go backwards. You can almost read the thought bubble over there. It's like, oh God, he's got the puck and it's just me between him and the goalie. I mean, it is unbelievable. His stick skill off the charts. The pass he made to Dreisaitl the other night where he toe dragged again at full speed and then made another kind of quick juke and then dished the puck right onto the tape of his teammate. I mean, I don't know how many other guys, maybe Sidney Crosby in his the height of Crosby, he could do something like that, but he wasn't that fast and he wasn't that slippery. But I mean, that would be my best comparison. I mean, Nicholas Backstrom for a couple of years there was Houdini as well, but I mean, I don't know if anyone can compare to the raw skill and the breakneck speed that McDavid plays with.
There was a goal in an overtime game, I think it was against Vegas in this postseason, and it may have been for Dreisaitl as well, where it was an Allen Iverson-esque crossover. And it was like when I watched it, I think I texted Koken and I said, because he had mentioned something to me, you know, earlier about McDavid, and I said, oh my God, that was spectacular. Like, he really is. He's completely different. And what you said about Ovechkin, I'll never forget the first time I saw him. It was like his rookie year, and I was doing the show with Riggo at the time, with Riggins, and we went out to the game, and I just said, that's him, because he's bigger and he skates much faster than anybody out here. All right, who do you like? Finish up with that. Who wins the Stanley Cup Finals?
You know what? I've been saying this for a year now, but I think this is really going to be – the next few days is going to be when – Florida, after three runs to final, is finally going to get kind of threadbare and run out of gas. I think I said at the beginning, at the outset, Edmonton in seven. I'm sticking with Edmonton in seven. I just think also, just for the sake of McDavid's like mental health, like he needs a championship, but kind of the way Ovi needed that championship in 2018, and it'll be so good for the game. He's not the best interview. He's not the most, you know, charismatic guy on, in front of a camera. But just to be able to put on ESPN SportsCenter, on Good Morning America, whatever, show people who maybe are just casual fans or not fans, this guy is special. This guy is different. You know, to have him win a championship, I think, would be good for the game.
Just out of curiosity, it's been forever since a Canadian team's won it, right? Montreal 93, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's right.
Will the other Canadian NHL cities be happy if Edmonton wins?
Yes. I think Calgary might be a little bit bitter because they're in the same province. But I think once the players have skated a lap with the Stanley Cup over their head, I think that country, they are so proud of their game. I mean, you know, here in the States, you know, our pastime is baseball. Our first love is football. You know, basketball and hockey are somewhere, you know, after that. Hockey in Canada, I mean, it's all they talk about. If you've ever been to Toronto, like as soon as you get to the hotel room and turn on the TV, it's just hockey. Like, it's all they're talking about. You know, the NFL scores on Sunday are like the way hockey gets treated on, you know, on American sports television. It's another level. They take such pride in the fact that it's their game. And for the most part, even though the U.S. on an international scale has really closed the gap and maybe even eclipsed them, some would say, it's their game. And I think that country, you'd see 30 million some odd Canadians lose their minds if Edmonton could finally, you know, bring the trophy home.
Thanks for doing this. Hope you're well. Talk to you soon.
Anytime, Kevin.
Tarik El-Bashir, everybody. Spencer Carberry, named NHL Coach of the Year. A multi-time All-Pro corner is just hitting the market. More on that next.
All right, the DC Defenders have won the XFL Conference Championship. They will play in the UFL Championship against the Michigan Panthers on Sunday. Oklahoma City, the Thunder, they show off their depth with a commanding 123-107 win over the Pacers to even the series. The Thunder had five players score 15 or more points. Nick Chubb is paying a visit to the Houston Texans to potentially join Joe Mixon in the backfield, and the Packers are releasing two-time Pro Bowl cornerback Jair Alexander. Carlos Alcaraz defeated Yannick Sinner in an epic French Open final that lasted just under 5.5 hours, the longest since 1982. The Nats, they fall 4-2 to the Rangers. They're off tonight. They'll take on the Mets tomorrow on 106.7 The Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So according to multiple reports, after two straight seasons with multiple injuries, the Packers are getting ready to release cornerback Jaire Alexander. The Packers apparently informed him early this morning that he would be released coming up right before their mini camp. He's been a great player for them, but, you know, this is a very similar story to Marshon Lattimore. You know, multi-time Pro Bowler, multi-time All-Pro, but in the last two seasons, Alexander, at age 26 and 27, has played a grand total of 14 games out of a potential 34 games. Look, last year he still, in just seven games, led his team in interceptions and pass defenses, but he just hasn't been healthy enough. He was put on injured reserve final week of the season, had knee surgery on what was said to be a torn PCL. That came a year after shoulder and knee injuries, plus a one-game suspension for conduct detrimental to the team. So back-to-back years, seven games each year, and he still has, you know, heading into this year, 2 years of a four-year, $84 million contract extension, which made him in the moment the highest paid cornerback in the NFL. And the Packers, you know, will pick up some salary cap space, certainly by releasing him, close to $15 million, according to reports. But man, doesn't that reek of Marshon Lattimore, multi-time Pro Bowler, you know, just in recent years, hasn't played enough games. They're basically the same age. You know, they're basically in many ways the same size. They're both excellent cover corners. I think both of them at their best are elite level corners. But it certainly wouldn't surprise me if many of you out there would love Washington to take a run. Now, Lattimore required trade compensation. Alexander's going to require just somebody to pick him up along with what is left on his contract. You know, is there some case that could be made? Look, if you've got both of them on the roster, odds are one of them will be healthy each week. Yeah, as long as they're both not injured and banged up at the same time. And as long as, you know, these recent injuries aren't impacting their ability to play at the same levels that they've played at previously in their career. Alexander was outstanding in 2022, played in 16 out of the 17 games, had five interceptions that particular year, made a second team All-Pro, was a Pro Bowler, same way that just a few years back in 2021, Marshon Lattimore was a Pro Bowler after having an outstanding season. I don't know. There's, to me, I think the one of the things that I've loved about both of these players is I view them both to be fearless as not only defenders but also tacklers. I think there are similarities between the two, and I would bet you that Washington's right now not interested. You know, and if they were interested, wouldn't that say something about where they are with Lattimore right now? I don't think, and I've talked about this before as it relates to Lattimore, and I know some of you, you know, have said, this is going to be a bad look if it doesn't work out for Lattimore. Look, they won 12 games last year. They went to the NFC Championship game. They've got some leeway here. You know, they're not going to hit on everything. They're not going to hit on every pick, and they're not going to nail every trade. Nobody really does. If the Lattimore trade ends up being a trade that they regret because they didn't get much for him, in their run through, you know, what ended up being a deep run into the postseason last year, I don't think that they should be worried about cutting them loose and, you know, looking bad for making the trade. You'd rather cut somebody loose sooner when you know it's not going to work. You cut it off and you move on. Trying to force square peg into round hole, if that's what you think he is now, doesn't make a lot of sense. And you've built up enough goodwill, I think, in this first, 16 months of being a part of this organization to say, hey, we may have gotten that one wrong, but we're going to try to fix it sooner rather than later. I don't know if Alexander would be the answer, but I have a feeling many of you would be interested. Ben Standig will join us next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and theteam980.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.